Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Welcome back to His Ability. I'm Lynn Suzak from Aulet Home Care Plus, and I'm here to talk today about some handicapped pet peeves. I brought my daughter on with me. Hi, Bethany.
Hello.
She's recently been married. We're all excited. She's been a whole month married now, so she's moving right along in life. And we're bringing her on today because Bethany's been, I don't know if I taught her how to laugh at herself or she taught me, but she's the laugh track in our family. So We enjoy having her around because she teaches me to laugh at myself. We have so many things that frustrate us when we're handicapped. You know, we so much more opportunity to be frustrated and angry about things because the world is not made for handicapped people. I would say that handicapped people are usually treated very well in America. I would not want to travel outside the United States in the condition that I'm in a wheelchair. Because they're not treated very well in other, you know, they're very looked down upon. What are you doing here? Why aren't you in a, you know, in home? Ooh. You know, I know Mexico is a bad place to be when you're handicapped. But in America, we're treated very well. But once in a while, even though we're normally given special privileges whenever possible, sometimes people miss the mark. And we get treated a little bit like second class or third class citizens, or even worse yet, just plain unwelcome, you know, and they don't realize what they're doing, or maybe they haven't prepared their place of business in a way that we're welcome. You know, a person in a wheelchair, things are supposed to be up to code, and sometimes they're just not. So I'm going to go through some scenarios. What I really want to do today is, she's anticipating all these funny stories we have.
They're funny.
What I really want to do is ask the audience, anybody who's listening, to remember that you can email us at life@hisability.com, or you can visit hisability.com and find our email address there. And I just want to welcome, as I'm talking, I want to welcome all of our disabled community or people that deal with, you know, the caregivers, the people in the family that are helping others. You know, we all have our stories, so please feel free to email us your stories, and I'll be able to share them another time with people to encourage, you know, how we get through our frustrating times. Just laugh about it. I think that even though we've gone through so many frustrating times, that learning to laugh at them is just so therapeutic, and, you know, it's how you look at your life that counts. I think that makes a difference in how you progress. And so even though I'm frustrated, it's okay to laugh at these stories. I know, first of all, you know, one of the things that I've been irritated with is going into restaurants. I've gone into a restaurant where I go in and all the tables, you know, maybe they're bar tables. I don't know what they are, but they're all chin high for me. You know, we can't even sit at the table. I have to walk, turn around and leave, you know. And you know, I don't know, do I talk to the manager or it's just, you know, what are they thinking? You know, they have to have some place, and they look at me like, what do we do with you? So that is one of the things that I've encountered that's just kind of unbelievable nowadays, you know. And then there's the movie theaters. You want to go, I promote Imagine Theater because they have most accessible movie theater that I've seen. But I have been to several movie theaters before Imagine came out, where I'm either sitting in the aisle, which is real bad, or I have to go back in the area where the garbage sits. So, you know, somebody's brain has to sit with a chair next to me. It's very uncomfortable. And, you know, I turn around, the garbage is there. That's where they put it, you know.
And back there.
And it's just not dark. Not the most, you know, you just can't help feeling like, okay, not only am I handicapped, but now I'm feeling like, you know, just, we'll put you back there where, you know, you're out of the way. And Anyway, there's also we've had I've been all dressed up ready to come to a wedding, and we're trying to come in the front door. There's steps, and of course, like, well, how am I going to come into this wedding? Oh, well, we have a way for you to get in, but it's in the back alley. Can't, you know, you have to go around to the, here I'm, you know, wobbling, you know, trying to get across the grass. And,
oh, and your pretty dress.
Yeah. And you know, it's
like
just
they're sneaking you in.
Yeah, because that's the only place they have a level area for you to get in. It sounds sad, but, you know, we just kind of laugh through it.
Just do it.
You know, you have to make a choice at that point. Do I just want to keep complaining through my life? You know, and sometimes I bring it to a manager's, you know, because it's not up to code. You have to have something available for people to get in. What are they mm-hmm. thinking, you know? And then we've had my sons play hockey, and they have...
we don't like to sit with you.
You can't get up in the stands, so I've had... to sit, well, they have a place off to the side where, you know, they've built a platform all nice, and there's a ramp up to it and everything. And I'm going up this nice ramp, sitting there, and all the people in the stands have the heaters, you know. And here I am looking up, I'm like freezing. I gotta come there in a snowsuit. And I've approached the management, and, you know, like, what are you thinking, building this nice ramp and area for me to sit in, and there's no heater over it?
We're all sitting up on the stands, like, next to you, like, hey, Mom, how's it going?
Yeah, they're waving
there?
At me, you know, taking turns standing with me, yeah. You know, to...
Because there is no other chair.
Yeah.
They did take turns, I remember
yeah.
that.
I mean, they're just trying to make code or something. So
and you're usually on the opposing team side too.
Yeah,
even with us.
Yeah, so I have to. Well, they switch sides. They switch sides. I do. It builds up a lot of tolerance. I know that it's character building. I keep telling myself. So and then we went to my nephew's wedding once, mm-hmm. and they were supposed to be handicap accessible. Bethany could not believe this when I told her. We arrived, and you know, oh yes, there's a there's a push plate, which is where it's got the little sign of a handicap person. You push on it and it automatically opens the door for you, right? That's a nice thing
to have.
Very nice and convenient. Well, this push plate with the automatic door for me to push on is in front of a door with a step and no ramp. I can't get into the building. Push it. What? Oh, I know.
So
it sounds sad. I know.
It's
and
hysterical.
We're really angry at the time.
Like, oh my goodness. This cannot be happening.
Our jaws are dropped open. And
then we had to go find the back alley.
Yeah, and
we're all dressed up and pretty. You know,
yeah,
go all the way around.
They're all looking, okay, how are we going to get Mom into this wedding? So they did have a way for me to get in, but they're like scratching their heads, looking at each other. Who can make use of this? Probably elderly people that,
I guess,
oh, we
yeah.
get to push on the plate and then
you're
opens
carrying
the door.
Stuff in and out. You know.
Yes, it's useful for certain things. I know, it sounds sad. But
I think it's funny.
But we're going to laugh about it. And then always, you know, you got the nice church elevators that work really well. I have a church elevator and we go up from one level to the next. But there's always the problem of you got to make sure once you put the handicapped person into the elevator, you don't want to get involved in conversation before you get to the next level and take them out. Because I have been stuck in elevators for 20 minutes at a time. And, of course, the person feels so bad.
We're like, where's Lynn?
Where's Lynn?
What's she doing?
Oh, check the elevator.
She's always running up and down the floors.
Which floor is she at? I got stuck between floors because one person's pushing on the button down and the other person panicking, trying to get me out.
Oh, when we leave, there's two doors. When you leave the middle one open, you can't open the outside door, so you're stuck in there.
Yeah,
anyways.
You have to make sure it's closed all the way inside. And you know, so the church elevator, you want to make sure you let the person out after you put
them
in.
Like a timer, like a ding button.
Yeah, yeah. You need a ding, a ringer on the outside so you know somebody's stuck in the elevator.
Hello.
And then we have the story of the time I was coming from out. I had my kids were little at the time. I'm all venturing out by myself with my modified van, which has a ramp. And I go to, I've gone to some, you know, carnivals and watch my kids go on the rides. And then we have to leave. And it was right next door to our high school. And And I'm parked at the high school because it was walking distance. So I come out, and next to my van, where my ramp should come out, in the no parking zone is a car parked too close. And so I'm like, this is it. I never complain. I'm gonna call the police. I'm all mad, trying to, I can't leave. And there's somebody parked. I'm like, this person's going to get a ticket.
Oh, that's like, mom's lost it.
I'm going off, rolling around in the middle of the parking lot on my cell phone. I want the police to come and do something about this. So the officer shows up, and I'm pointing, and clearly pointing to this car who obviously is wrong, expecting him to be on my side. And I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone because he is going, well, you know, the person probably didn't realize you had a ramp. And I'm like, what is wrong with this picture? Why are you not giving? Why are you on his side? Why are you making excuses for this? And come to find out after, you know, half an hour of discussion about why this is, he can't do anything about it, is because it's on private property and there's no parking zone. It's really worthless. It's just a, please don't park here. Please. We hope that you don't park here. But if it was at Target or some public area, he could have done something about it.
We hope that you don't park here.
So he eventually had I actually asked this officer to help back up my van, which was, took quite a bit of, it's like getting into an airplane and having somebody direct you from the outside how to manipulate the electronic things. And boy, I'm sure he didn't forget about that problem. So that was all the stories that we could come up with. But we just laughed about him now.
Forget you because you're so independent. We walk in the door.
Oh, yeah.
All of us are talking and we walk through the door and we let it shut behind us and you're standing there like, hello.
Yeah, I've become so independent.
Knocking on glass.
They say I've become too independent and my kids.
We forget about you.
Five kids going into a building. Nobody's thinking about mom. We're just walking ahead.
Well, once
in a while, I'll have a problem with the van isn't closing or something's wrong. And I'm out there all by myself, you know, click, click, click. Nobody's around. They've abandoned me. So
I come back out. Mom's just sitting there like, the van won't close. I can't get it to shut.
I'm in tears. Where is everyone?
We've all left. We're like, oh, yeah, mom will make it eventually. It'll be okay.
Oh, she's fine. No, really.
Our friends
are
like, you don't want to help? No, she's good. We're okay.
Well, we do want to hear from everyone else out there what you've gone through and what kind of ridiculous things have happened to you. And I'll share those on the air if I get some stories. Please visit our website, hisability.com, and email us your stories and tell us how you get through your frustrating situations. I know that we do a lot with, we do definitely, you know, look to the scriptures for our how to react to things, and because everybody has their frustrations, not just people with disabilities, but we encourage prayer and laughter. So laughter is good medicine. And thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.